Most people just want to stop the burnout and they say, what actions do I need to take to stop this? But instead of saying, what do I need to do? I really want to encourage you to say, who do I need to be?
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show. We are going to be talking about burnout today, which I know so many of our listeners, Andressa, can relate to on so many different levels, right?
Indeed. This is something that we hear a lot, the men and the women. And it's something that I believe that many people are just got used to. And I don't think it's the norm, but many times it became the norm. So before we get into that subject, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting, from finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Okay, so I'm going to start with a statistic here on Dress Up. So according to Gallup, burnout among women was 30% in 2019, but expanded to 34% in 2020, which makes a lot of sense due to the pandemic and remains at 34%. Burnout among men was at 27% in 2019. It fell to 22% in 2020 and is at 26% now. So when I share that, you know, obviously burnout affects all people, right? Everyone that's listening to our show. But there's something that really impacts women, especially. And that's what I really want to talk about today and give some suggestions and almost like a process, because it's a lot of women are really struggling with this right now in our community. We're hearing it. We're experiencing it like from a community perspective. So a couple of things I wanted to share. Number one, let's get really clear when you're thinking about burnout. What are the signs that lead to burnout? I don't think we think about that enough, Andressa, where meaning burnout just doesn't happen in an hour, right? Like I'm burned out and it took me an hour to get there. I mean, burnout is a process, just like anything. So there are signs that lead to burnout, and we need to be really, really diligent and mindful of what those signs are so we can become more aware, so we can avoid that kind of burnout in a severity. So a couple of things for me, right? I'm going to share what those look like just to give some examples. For me, I know I'm leading to burnout could be when I'm overscheduling myself, when I start to be reactive, when I start to have a short fuse with my kids, especially, that's a really big sign for me. And I just feel depleted. I feel physically depleted. How about you, Andressa? What are the signs for you?
It's for me where I am right now. It feels like my brain, as if it's like the temperature is going higher and higher. I am an empath, so depending on who I'm surrounding myself with, I get their energy and what's going on with them. But to be quite honest, lately, the burnout is happening when I keep saving my team members, everybody that I work with. And this is something that I need to keep working on. When I keep saving them to the sense that I'm doing their job, but I know how to do it quicker and faster. So I jump in and do it. Therefore, many times the higher priority on my end it gets accumulated, because I want to make sure that I'm supporting my team. So it's a balance from a leadership perspective that you want to support the team members to get everything that they need. At the same time, where is the limit, right? And a good mentor, she told me, you meet them in the middle. If you have to meet them very often at 20 and 30%, that's just not a good fit and will lead to burnout.
Yeah, that's a great, great suggestion. And I think being kind of mindful and aware of what those signs are for you would be a good takeaway, both in personal, your personal life, and your in your business, which, Andressa, is a great point, right? That's something that's a sign for you in the business sense. So the second thing I wanted to share was that, you know, most people just want to stop the burnout, right? They want to stop it, you know, and they say, what actions do I need to take to kind of, you know, stop this, so to speak? No one really wants to be there or experience it, to be honest. But instead of saying, what do I need to do? I really want to encourage you to say, who do I need to be? Like, who do I need to be in order to stop the burnout, you know, or in order to stop the cycle that leads to burnout for myself? And so by going from doing to being, we're bringing the back the power. You and I always talk about, Andressa, especially in the women in our Strive mentorship program in our community, we're always talking to them. It's like, don't give your power away, right? Because the moment you give your power away, then you can't make any changes. So giving your taking the power back and being 100% responsible, right, is about who you're being. So for me, who do I need to be to move through this sense of burnout is gratitude. That tends to help level set me in a bit, where I take a step back and just start to look at things a little differently than maybe I'm looking at them. Calm, like a calmness, is a way of being that I work at embodying. And also about possibility. Andressa and I love the word, what's the possibility here?
You're an angel on earth, because when I'm burned out, I don't see none of that. I'm not grateful for anything. I just want to cut it out. I don't know how you do that. I commend you for that.
It's not the initial piece. Now, I'm not saying I go from, if I'm feeling burnout, I feel immediately grateful, right? That's a big shift. That's a big emotional swing. I'm not saying that. But as you're taking the step back, right, and you're kind of getting into a sense of, and I'm going to get to this on the third one in terms of filling the cup, it's about, who do I need to be? And that is a it is something to kind of keep focused on. I'm not saying it's like extreme where you have to go from burnout to gratitude, but getting there at some point, even if you just take a few steps back, will be helpful. But yeah, I mean, you're right. You have to really watch the emotional swing, right? Especially when we're completely burned out. But getting to a calmness, getting to a way of being where you feel a little more level set will help you move through it. I know that.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I think it was my child's therapist or my therapist, whoever's therapist.
Maybe it's my therapist.
Right, where I got that from, right? So he was saying that when a child is in a tantrum or something is off, right? Literally, it's a part of their brain that it was quote-unquote kidnapped. So it's not the time for you to say, for example, a child's freaking out because he lost a game, right? And you want to teach your child that losing a game is part of life. That's not the moment to teach that, because the brain is not thinking straight. And I think that when we are in a quote-unquote burnout state of mind, we just need to calm it down first, then to go to solution mode. Because if we try to go to solution mode on that burnout state of mind, there isn't solution. There's only like blame, zero responsibility, right? The world is making it difficult for me here. And the people that are available, I hear this all the time. The people that are available to work with me are very like low level, and I only get the worst of the worst. Well, raise how you think and how you perceive and seeing people whole and complete, right? But I totally agree with you. You got to calm down first and then go to that stage. Otherwise, there isn't a possibility. There is no better way to do things, right?
And that's the third recommendation is to really get clear on how do you fill your cup. I know people often talk about that. And it looks differently for every person. And some people are like, oh, get a massage. Maybe that's not how you fill your cup. You know, if you're completely burned out, you're probably not going for a massage. Probably. You could, but I don't know about you, but I don't, that's not my go-to. I like massages, but it's not something that I'm like, oh my God, I'm completely burned out.
What do you do? What's your perfect?
I wrote a few things down, and this is something one of our coaches and mentors shared with me yesterday, Andressa, and I want to share with everyone. Typically with people, there's one of three things you need: solitude, silence, or stillness. And depending on who you are and how you're wired, you probably need one more than the others.
And a caramel latte on top.
Well, yeah, and a caramel and a latte, of course. So for me, I love to be with people and I give myself a lot to people, like I'm really with people. So for me, as an extrovert, I actually thrive when I can get solitude time. And the more I get the solitude time, the more focused, clear, and more helpful I am in my life. So for me, I actually took a 30-minute little hike the other day. I forgot my phone in my car. That's a side note, but I'm just going to yell at me. But actually, nature really calms me. And I literally just took a 30-minute little jaunt. It wasn't this like day hike. It was 30 minutes. And it was really, I felt really guilty doing it. I felt like, how am I going to make this happen? But I committed to myself. And it really helped get me a little less stressed and the stress. So for you, it's like, what does that look like? How do you fill your cup, Andressa?
So simple for me, is when I do take care of me, right? I take care of my body. I take myself out on a date with myself and go to a coffee shop and be there. Because when I am in a coffee shop, something magical happens. I'm usually listening to a podcast or reading a book or something or working. That's where I get the most of my great ideas. And I just like download everything. So it's just having those times for me. If I spend too much time inside the office and not go outside, you know, barefoot or get in touch with nature, I feel very heavy. So I need to be in touch. I need to have some light, you know, just sit down outside and have some light. Other thing that also helps me is to have like a date with a person that I like, trust, and respect. And then we're going to try a different restaurant or a meal, or that it's not necessarily work related, that it kind of like brings me to like, okay, I'm investing in this relationship, right? I'm investing time into this relationship, and I feel good about building a relationship. As an extrovert, I have a small circle of people. And
introvert, you mean? Introvert.
I say extrovert?
Yeah.
Haha, I wish. No, introvert. I have a small circle of people, and I like that way.
I don't need more people. I'm okay.
Right? I love it.
So I and my love language is quality time and acts of service. So both of those fill my cup.
Love it. So in quick summary, what are your signs that lead to burnout? Be really more mindful, more aware that you want to avoid those pieces along the way. Number two, really think about not just what you need to do, but who do you need to be? Even if it just means I need to take a break, right? Who do I need to be? And then the third thing is, how do you fill your cup? How do you fill your cup? And if you're not doing any sort of solitude, silence, or stillness, incorporate one of those. And please share in our Facebook community, as always, to see what is coming up for you.
Thanks so much for listening.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.